what were some of the challenges in the Colorado game, and what were some of the things that you liked seeing on that line?
Yeah, I mean, Colorado's a good team. They had a really good defensive line. I think we came out, you know, just as a team, a little bit flat to start the game, but really proud of just how we rallied and stuck together. You know, there's going to be other games where we're down one or two scores in a game, right? And so I think it was really good for us to show that we have fight, that we're willing to grind with one another, to trust in one another, and, you know, they're happy with the end result. But I think there's always things to learn from it too, right? You know, I think a focus on this week is going to make sure that we going to be making sure that we start fast this week and doing everything we can to ensure that we jump out ahead rather than having to fight from behind this week.
There were a ton of BYU fans there in general. I mean, you guys are getting kind of used to that when you go on the road. Was there a decent contingent of, you know, Gentry fam, Gentry friends, that kind of thing at Folsom on Saturday?
There was, yeah. You know, being from Colorado, my hometown's an hour south of there. Not even 45 minutes, an hour south of there. So I had a lot of friends and family there. Which was really, I mean, which was great. I got great family. Super grateful for them that they were willing to come out. A lot of great friends as well that were there. So it was special to go back home, you know, coming here to BYU and being closer to home. Before I transferred to BYU, the closest I ever played to home was in the Fiesta Bowl in Arizona, and then closest away game was at Nebraska. So hadn't really had a chance to play close to home much. So getting the chance to come back home was special for me, and having friends and family there was really cool.
You grew up so close to that area. I've never really bothered to ask you too much, but. I know you committed to Virginia and then obviously Michigan, but did you ever have much of a relationship with CU, kind of in the recruiting stages or before?
Yeah, I was in kind of the weird stage with CU where I was originally recruited by Coach McIntyre. Then right in the middle of my recruitment was when he got fired and Mel Tucker took over. And then while I was on my mission is when Mel Tucker left. So kind of between committing to Virginia and committing to Michigan, there have been a lot of changes at CU. So I had gone up there for a lot of games and built relationships with all their staffs, and I think there was great staffs, and it's a beautiful campus. Boulder, I think, is a beautiful place, and you're right there against the mountains, kind of like you are here. But it was kind of tough to make a decision when there was all that coaching carousel going on down there. But nothing but respect for that program, and it was cool to see it close to home.
Moving on to this week, I guess, one day less to prepare, but what stands out the most about this West Virginia defense? A. Rodgers is telling us that multiple, I think, was kind of the word he was getting at.
Yeah.
A lot of things.
Yeah, they're, you know, they're coached well. You know, you look at Rich Rodriguez, and you know, he was at Michigan, right? So I heard a lot about him. And so, you know, he's a great coach, been a lot of great places, has a lot of experience, and he's going to have his team ready to play. And so they do a lot, though, speaking specifically about the defense. You know, they're going to do a lot. They're going to give us a lot of different fronts. They're going to have good athletes. And, you know, it's Big 12 play, so everybody's going to be good, right? You can never take any week for granted. Every team is going to have phenomenal athletes. So West Virginia's got great athletes. They got great coaches. So it's going to be a really great game, and we're really excited to play it and excited for the challenge ahead.
Yeah,